If you have ever engaged in buying used engines, you know that you can save a lot of money versus buying new engines. However, the amount you save, along with the costs that you may incur if a problem arises, depend on the supplier of your used car, truck, or diesel engine and the warranty that the supplier offers. There are numerous suppliers of used engines across the United States of America. Some are more successful than others, partly because of the warranty coverages and return policies they provide. You may get a better purchase price from one supplier than another, but you may end up paying more in the long run if you need to return a part or if you encounter problems with the engine. Therefore, it is important to research a supplier's specific warranty and return policy before making a purchase decision. A competitive warranty will cover all parts for at least 90 days from the date of receipt by you, the purchaser, or your installer, unless a specific part is specified otherwise. You should have at least up to 30 days to return a non-defective part, but you may have to pay a handling or restocking fee that is priced as a percentage of the part's individual purchase price. Anything more than 20% for a handling charge is not reasonable. You will likely have to pay return postage or freight as well. Next, you will want to understand what specifically is guaranteed and what is not. Some suppliers only guarantee the engine block and cylinder heads. Other parts, such as wire harnesses and manifolds, are not guaranteed. Oil leaks and belts are not usually guaranteed either. However, the engine warranty should cover replacement of any faulty part within a time period equal to the original warranty period for that part. The supplier may offer an extended warranty to lengthen the warranty period for these parts. You should also understand what conditions may void the engine warranty. For example, overheating will almost always negate the warranty. Also, certain parts may need to be installed by a certified mechanic. Examples of such parts include transmissions and transfer cases. Of course, cylinder heads should always be installed by a knowledgeable, certified mechanic. The responsibility for changing and properly installing timing belts and chains almost always falls on the installer. Often, the supplier's warranty will only allow for the replacement of defective parts. However, if a defective part cannot be replaced or obtained for some reason, you should make sure that you will get a full refund of the part's purchase price. Also, you should check to see if electrical parts may be returned. Finally, make sure you keep your original sales invoice since most suppliers will require a copy of this invoice should you ever need to return a part or invoke the warranty. If the used engines you need are rather difficult to find, you may encounter an unscrupulous supplier who is not willing to offer competitive warranties and return policies as discussed above, but who will not make this clear to you up front in a purchase transaction. Therefore, it behooves you to go over the warranty terms and conditions in detail with the supplier, and get them in writing, before moving forward with the purchase. If you cannot get a reasonable warranty, you might be better off to look elsewhere, even if you have to pay a bit more for freight charges.